This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So after the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka was consummated, they want to celebrate. So the pasuk says, "Vayoytze Eved klei chesef uchlei zav uvegadim vayiten l'Rivka." The Eved Eliezer takes out silver vessels, gold vessels, clothing, and he gives it to Rivka. Umigdanois and treats nasan le'achia ul'ima. He gave to her brother and her mother. So the Sefer Pekadosh, or Yitzchak of Elazhin, points out that there's a very big difference between the type of gifts that he gave to Rivka and the type of gifts that he gave to Lavan and Rivka's mother. And that is, he gave Rivka objects that last, Dvarim HaMeskaimim, gold, silver, clothing, as opposed to Lavan and Rivka's mother, he gave treats, Davar Sheina Meskaim. Haloi Davarhu. What's the reason for this? So Reb Chaim Knievsky explains in the time of the Kra, that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Dav Ches that a guy who makes a party for his son is like Yom Edah, is like the day of his holiday. And we paskin, before the Gentiles' holiday, you're not to sell them Dover HaMeskayim. You cannot sell them something that lasts, only Dover She'ena Meskayim. Because we're afraid they're going to go to their house of worship and thank their God on their day of Mishneh. So therefore, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, for Lavan and Rivka's mother, who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, since this was a party for their brother, for their sister and daughter, so Eliezer was not allowed to give Davar HaMeskayim, because halacha is you cannot sell Davar HaMeskayim to somebody on the day of Mishta Benoy, or their relative. However, for Rivka, there was no chash. Rivka was a Mamon Bashem, and therefore Rivka, he was able to give Davar HaMeskayim. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.